After the stock market crash in 2008, Burmese immigrant Kevin Lin took advantage of cheap investment properties on Buffalo's west side. He heard numerous Burmese refugees would be arriving in Buffalo and wanted to help improve their community. He turned to Niagara Street, where he renovated over a dozen houses and opened Sun Cuisine.
This Thai is Buffalo Niagara Street is not as good as right now. So I believe Buffalo will be grow. Buffalo will be coming, growing.
Over the years, Sun has transformed from a dingy, low-maintenance market to one of Buffalo's finest Thai and Burmese restaurants. Niagara Street has also mimicked the restaurant's renovations. High-end lofts, improved public transportation through the Complete Streets program, and trendy gastropubs and breweries are motivating young professionals to live on the street. But what made Niagara Street appealing to developers? James Morrell, chair of the Buffalo Planning Board, says it started with an influx of immigrants, like Lynn, coming to Buffalo's west side.
What has happened is individual developers, individuals, major individuals in the city or whatever, they started seeing this migration and saying, wait a minute, what's at the other end between Elmwood and the river? You have this major corridor running Niagara Street that has a lot of abandoned buildings. You have the infrastructure in place, so why not look to see if I can put a development, because you have the population to sustain it.
But the street's transformation took time. Niagara District Common Council member David Rivera grew up on Buffalo's west side. Since 2008, he's helped change his old neighborhood.
For many years, it was embarrassing, tell you the truth, full of potholes. And that was the gateway from the Peace Bridge to downtown Buffalo. And, you know, we knew that we had to change that appearance.
Over time, developers transformed Niagara Street's abandoned buildings into rustic modern housing, fetching anywhere from $1,200 to $2,200 a month. Spaces like the Turner Brothers lofts are 100% filled, with millennials and young families looking to enjoy all that downtown has to offer. Casey Caldwell grew up in Buffalo and remembers the years of depression areas of downtown experienced. She currently lives in a Turner Brothers loft with her boyfriend. She admits she was skeptical about moving to Niagara Street, but was shocked by the emerging neighborhood and the high-end housing it boasts.
When I first told my parents, like, hey, we're gonna look at an apartment on Niagara Street, they were like, what? Yeah. Are you sure?
For $1,260 a month, Caldwell and her boyfriend feel the one-bedroom loft is the best bang for their buck. They say its proximity to highway ramps and downtown, with an added view of Lake Erie in the city, make it a prime location. Jake Schneider, the developer behind the Turner Brothers lofts, sits at Rue's Pierogies, the restaurant occupying his building's first floor. Schneider says potential tenants, like millennials, look for this mix of commercial and housing, a popular trend in the nation's larger cities.
We certainly skewed this mix of apartments more toward younger professionals, the millennials. They seem to be driving the housing boom in the downtown. They were the first group to embrace the urban lifestyle that kind of reawakened here in Buffalo over the past 10 years.
As Niagara Street continues to experience this redevelopment, the question of gentrification arises. Morrell says it's an unfortunate but necessary side effect of Niagara Street's renaissance.
The byproduct is gentrification. Not in the true sense of gentrification, where you come in, immediately tear down all the dilapidated houses, and you start putting up brand new homes and all that stuff, brand new businesses. That's not happening. This is a slow process.
The proof is on the street. Refurbishment is happening in pockets along Niagara Street. Some blocks have yet to receive a facelift, while others are bustling with consumers. Morrell says the city's vision for Niagara Street is a community of low, middle, and upper-income families to maintain diversity. He points out the $14 million North Star Housing Residential Project, which is demolishing low and moderate income housing and replacing it with apartments targeted towards the same demographic. And now, a Rochester firm is planning to build a 10-story, $17 million building with commercial space, two floors of parking, and high-end apartments. Niagara Street has proven that the city's and developers' investments have paid off. Morrell says the city wants to use Niagara Street as a model for other streets on Buffalo's east side.
Now, the one thing that the city is definitely doing is to continue to look at the model that was created on Niagara Street to see if it can be replicated on Bailey, on Jefferson, on Broadway.
Looking back, Lynn is happy he found a home on Niagara Street. As the neighborhood continues to change rapidly, he's excited to be a part of the commotion.
Recent years, everything is growing, you know, so should be okay.
For WBFO News, I'm Max Kalnitz.